And you're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent KP Whaley. Joining me by phone is Jen Murphy. Jen is one of the organizers of the Masks of Love WNC. Jen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, why don't you tell us about Masks of Love and how that got started?
Yes, well, we're an all-volunteer organization. We're about 2 weeks old, maybe a little bit over that now. And it was first started by Dr. Carly Brown, who has a private practice out in the River Arts District. And she was reaching out to people trying to figure out ways to get masks and other PPE to local medical providers. And she hooked up with Aaron Hardy, who runs a French Broad upholstery company, and she's got a whole commercial sewing, operation. And then I had made this instructables, how to make your own face mask thing that went viral. it was mentioned in Forbes magazine.
Oh, wow.
And so people were tagging me all over the place whenever anything about DIY masks came up. So I got hooked into that conversation with Aaron and Carly, and we were like, yeah, we can get volunteers. People want to do something. They're sitting home worrying. And, you know, Carly knew how to connect to the medical establishment, and Aaron knew how to get, you know, a commercial grade sewing operation going. So we just started running with it that way.
And so you're recruiting volunteers to make these masks online?
Yes.
Are they from all over the country, or is it just folks
over the region? Yeah, we're very focused on the local needs and the local folks making things. We've got some businesses that have been really supportive, like Flora over on Haywood Road. There, it's a flower shop, and they have pretty much donated their whole space. We're operating out of here, where we're handing out supplies and collecting the masks, and it's been great to have this space. And then Dutch Girl Laundry, right across the street from you guys, is washing all of our fabrics and our masks to make sure everything's sterile. There's many different companies that have stepped up to help.
It's amazing how much collaboration you have going in just a very short amount of time. How did you pull that off?
A lot of Facebooking and messaging and texting and freaking out in the middle of the night. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know Jen, she's a community organizer and probably very well connected in town, and probably could call just about anybody here and have them start helping in this effort. So I appreciate what you've done. It's kind of incredible.
Thank you.
So
it's really reached beyond my usual, you know, because I work in the arts with Fringe Festival and stuff, but this is like, you know, people in Brevard and people in Hendersonville and like quilting circles in Weaverville. Like it's not my usual crowd, but they're just so enthusiastic and they're really sweet. Most of the folks that we have a supply giveaway that we're doing for the people who are sewing. And so I see them, like we have this little protocol where they come to the door and they point to the sign on the door of what kind of supplies they need. And we sort of yell through the door. And it's really great to meet them all, at least that way.
Right. I was going to ask how you're taking those precautions and keeping people distant and safe.
Yeah. Everyone is inside the space is masked and gloved, and you try to not open the door. So the sewers come to the door and they point, and we give them little baggies of the materials that have been quarantined for 24 to 48 hours, all like bundled up in 20 masks. Kits.
And so then the sewer just goes home with the kit and your instructions and assembles these masks and returns them back to you for mailing. And people are ordering these online through your website?
Yes, masksoflove.org. And you can order the masks there. You can find out how to be a sewer. The patterns are there that we're using.
And how are y'all doing? Are you able to keep up with demand?
Not right now.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Demand is way more than the supply right now.
Right.
Well, the commercial side is just starting to get ramped up, and I think by the end of this week we're going to really be able to tip the numbers back. But, you know, we have, I don't know, maybe like about 100 sewers probably that are actively bringing us masks every couple of days. But we have over 5,000 mask orders right now.
Goodness.
So it's just, yeah, we're trying to catch up. We're trying to, you know, smooth out the kinks in the process and catch up so that people don't have to wait, you know, more than a few days to get the masks that they order.
Mm-hmm. If someone's local, are they able to pick up the masks in person, or is that just not an option at this point?
It's not an option yet. I hope that it will be soon, but right now we have this, you know, a queue of people, and we're trying to prioritize the medical workers as much as we can. So You can't just show up and get masks, but you can email us and let us know, you know, if you have an urgent need or, you know, there's some special circumstances, just email us and we'll try to accommodate.
Yeah. I was just talking to you offline. You know, I live in Henderson County and haven't been coming into Asheville very often, but as I was wandering about the other day, trying to find supplies to keep the station clean and protected, just was astounded by the number of people here in West Asheville, at least, that were all masked, well ahead of you know, any discussion from the president even about whether that was needed or not. So I imagine just in the last few days, even since Friday, you've probably
definitely
had a ton of more orders. How do you, you know, how can people who are listening to this, who maybe have some time and a sewing machine at home, how can they get involved?
The best thing to do will be to go to the website and check out the pattern. There's two different patterns there. And if they already have supplies, to start sewing them. If they need supplies, they can come to the headquarters at Flora and pick them up on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're open 12 to 2.
And more information is on your website. Again, that's
maskofloveorg.
Anything else you want to add, Jen, before we let you go?
I'm really appreciating Asheville FM. And keep it going. Thanks.
Thank you. You know, we're a reflection of the community, I like to think. And certainly are so appreciative of what you've been able to accomplish here during this crisis.
Thanks.
Thank you, and best of luck.
Thanks, KP.
Thank you.